folks, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. The meeting is called to order. I will kindly ask that our city clerk please take the roll call. And as a reminder, we have Alderman Ray Pawlak joining us via teleconference. And as is required via Illinois statute, all votes cast by Mr. Pawlak and or when Mr. Pawlak asks to be recognized and prior to his speaking, he must identify himself prior to his comments. Mr. Clerk?
Jeff Brown?
Here.
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 Great. Emily, Carrie, and Alex, I would like to ask you three to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies. We have a full agenda tonight, ladies and gentlemen, which is always exciting. Mr. Pawlak is joining us from the beautiful state of Rhode Island, and he's also watching us live on the internet. So, Mr. Singer, take that smile off your face just because Mr. Pawlak's not here.
I miss him.
Item 3A, to proclaim Earth Day in the city of Geneva, April 22nd, 2010. There is a copy of the proclamation in your packet. I would entertain a motion from somebody and a second as well.
So moved.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Flanagan. Any questions or comments regarding this august holiday? Originally in 1970, also my daughter Grace's 18th birthday. We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor of so proclaiming, indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Mr. Paul, I cast an aye vote as well. Item 3B, proclaim Arbor Day in the city of Geneva. You have a proclamation so proclaiming. Is there a motion? Motion by Hill.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singer. As we all know, the city of Geneva has been proudly recognized city USA very seriously, and obviously celebrating Arbor Day is part and parcel to our celebration of all those lovely trees, which we are discussing tonight about replacing all the trees on 3rd Street with silk ficus, just for cost savings. Any questions, any comments? It's a tough crowd tonight, Ray. All in favor of the proclamation, indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And item 3C, a presentation to the City of Geneva about the Ride in Cane program. We have with us tonight a very distinguished guest. We would like for her to introduce herself to all of us. I've had the pleasure of working with Mrs. O'Shea on a number of issues, and she is passionate about the programs that she not only works on, but also endeavors to have other people understand the importance of them as well. So welcome, Mrs. O'Shea.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, Alderman. Thank you for inviting me here tonight. I am a volunteer coordinator on the Kane County Paratransit Council and have been working with the Ride in Cane program since its inception. And Alderman Singer had asked me if I would come tonight and talk to you a little bit about how this program got started and how Geneva has been participating in it and answer any questions that you might have. The Ride in Cane program is what is considered paratransit, and paratransit service is a little bit different than public transportation from the standpoint that it provides curb-to-curb service, non-fixed route, and uses smaller buses and vehicles. So it's not like a bus route where people can get on and get to a place that the bus would go. It provides prearranged trips to and from specific locations in a designated service area for people that are deemed eligible for the service. And typically that's people with disabilities, seniors, or low-income individuals. The paratransit program began back in the 1970s as a dial-a-ride demonstration project that was funded by the federal government, and it was a way to provide cost-effective transportation services for senior centers and human service agencies as an option to fixed route services in populations that weren't really dense enough to support regular bus routes where people could get on a bus and go where they wanted to go. So it was a really a valuable option for seniors and people with disabilities, and that's really where it began. In northeastern Illinois, the RTA began the project, funding the project, with a demonstration grant back in 1978. And it was funded through the Urban Mass Transit Agency that's now the Federal Transit Administration. And it included three general public service grants and three other area transit grants with a pilot project that basically provided the paratransit for seniors and people with disabilities. And this was the forerunner to the program that you are involved in now. By 1980, the program grew to 23 dial-a-rides. And believe it or not, Geneva was one of the first pilots, one of the first 23 here in northeastern Illinois. So any of you that were part of the city council back in 1980 may remember voting to approve matching funds for dial-a-ride back then. So you've been participants for a long time. Subsequently, federal law required all fixed route bus services to be accessible and complementary to regular fixed route. And that was really what started the ADA paratransit service. Now, even with the complementary paratransit service, there's a need for dial-a-ride because the ADA paratransit only provides service within a 3/4 mile distance either ride of fixed routes. So unless you live within 3/4 of a mile within a fixed route, there is no bus service for you. And that's why the dial-a-rides were so important. However, there are limitations, or were limitations, with the dial-a-rides. The municipal and townships that provided the matching funds for the dial-a-ride programs did not have consistent boundaries. Their fees all differed. Typically, people could not travel outside of the municipality or the township that was funding the service. And the hours were extremely limited, usually Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And there were areas where there was literally no paratransit service available. So there was quite a gap in terms of the availability of transit services. So back in 2003, AID actually brought the issue of the lack of a coordinated transit program countywide to the county board. And we asked the county board whether they would consider working with us to try and determine what could be done to expand paratransit services countywide, because we had so many people that needed to get places and couldn't get there affordably. By October of 2003, the county board voted to approve the Paratransit Coordinating Council and to fund a study to take a look at what services were available and where the gaps were. By 2004, the study had been undertaken. One of the recommendations was to form this Paratransit Coordinating Council and to take a look at creating a model transit program here in King County, replicating a nationally recognized model, which is right next door to us in DuPage. And basically, the concept was to have all of the municipalities and townships that ran dial-a-ride services and other agreeable municipalities, townships, and social service agencies to sit down together, pool their resources, and create one single call center to coordinate all the calls and to link people who need transit to the transit providers and route them in such a way that the cost could be greatly reduced, it could be done efficiently, and that it would offer riders enhanced service options. They could go beyond the township borders, they could travel outside of the 9 to 5 hours, which was truly an issue for people with disabilities who typically have jobs on second and third shift when buses don't run, even if there is a bus available. So we met with each of the townships and municipalities that had dial-a-ride services, made presentations to those that did not, and talked to them about two federal funding opportunities that would provide 50% matching funds, the funds that they already had available, to create this coordinated paratransit system. And I'm pleased to say the response was really, really good. The local service agencies, municipalities, and the government units that agreed to work together on creating this pilot project were pretty substantial. Aurora Township, Batavia Township, Blackberry Township, Dundee Township Partners, which is the township and the four municipalities that make up Dundee Township, Campton Hills, or Campton Township, City of Batavia, City of Elgin, City of Geneva, St. Charles, Haneville Township, the Health Department, St. Charles Township, Campton Hills, South Elgin, and then several social service agencies, including AID, PACE, who also contributed funds, and then Kane County Division of Transportation, which provides some of the coordination funding. Those are the sponsors who literally provide 50% of the operating funds for the program, created the program, and defined what the service components would be, which included eligibility, and each partner defines who's eligible, based on the parameters of the federal funding, so really it's seniors or people with disabilities, or low-income people that need to get to work. Each sponsor provides the registration information. We agreed that we were going to allow this to be a 24/7 operation, which does cost a little bit more, but there were two primary needs that weren't being met. And that includes even cab companies, because at the time there were no cabs out here. One of the benefits of this program is it's brought cab service to this community that it didn't have before, because cabs are one of the number one sources of transportation for riding Kane. But the two biggest needs that were met through this are people who need to get to dialysis. Dialysis starts between 4 and 5 a.m., and there's no way to get there other than contracting with an ambulance service, which is absolutely astronomical cost, or riding Kane. The second major component for the off-service hours are individuals who work second and third shift, particularly people with disabilities, and that's most of the hours our people work are second and third shift in Saturdays. And there's very little public transit service on weekends and holidays. Reservation hours is something the group agreed on, and we have a trip guarantee policy. You do have to make an advance reservation unless it's work and you're going on a routine basis. We standardized the fee structure, and that was significant. It was hard to get all those different people to agree to a single fee structure. And then what we decided was that people could ride wherever as long as they paid their fare, and that we would cover the first 10 miles with their flat fee of $3, but if they went beyond the 10-mile radius, that they would have to pay $1.50 a mile for every mile after that, because we didn't want this to be used in lieu of other less expensive transit services. The total program was initially funded at $4 million. The local match, which was all those partners that participated together, came in with $1.7 million. The federal funds came in at $2.4 million. And we actually had two budgets. We had the operating budget and the capital budget. The operating budget funds the rides. And you can see we got a little bit more federal money than local match, almost 50-50 there. And on the capital budget, the feds paid 80-20. So we put up 20%, the feds put up 80%, and that paid for all of the equipment for the call center to get things going. We started the program in February of 2008, so last year was our first full calendar year. And in the first full calendar year, we provided over 100,000 rides to residents of the county, traveled almost a half a million miles, and the average trip was about 5 miles. The peak ride times, peak demand is when you would expect, early in the morning and later in the afternoon, kind of work hours. And you can see weekday trips outnumber weekend trips 9 to 1. And interestingly, demand, which is people call and ask for a ride, is almost equal to subscription riders. So about half the riders go on a regular basis all the time, and the other half just call when they need it. Overall, almost 60% of the riders were getting to and from work, which is pretty significant. Without that, they wouldn't be working. About 22% use the service for community trips, which includes getting to church, getting to the doctor, or getting to shopping, things of that nature, and about just under 20% to medical. Now, the specific information on Geneva Township, or City of Geneva, you can see that between 2008 and 2009, there was an 8% increase in the number of rides. Registrations went up 18%, but the mileage actually dropped 23%. So you had more people going, more places, but they were closer to home, shorter trips. Your trip types were predominantly medical, so most of the people, you can see most of the people riding in Geneva are seniors. Most of them were getting to medical care of some type, followed by community, which is trips for recreation or religious reasons, work, and then just general shopping. And in terms of the ridership and trips, you had 207 people who were registered as of February 2010. And on a monthly basis, you have 31 different people riding. The monthly cost is about $1,800. The total cost per ride, just under $17. But the sponsor ride, which is the cost to the city, which it means after you take off what the rider pays and what the federal matching grant pays, is about $6.93 a ride. And then on average, the rider cost, what the rider would pay out, is about $5. And this was the overall average for 2009. Next steps. We do have a federal grant. The federal grants don't last forever. So we will be one more time submitting. We are allowed to submit one more time to renew our federal matching funds. As we continue to advocate to replace those federal funds with state funding sources. We have talked to the RTA on several occasions. We've also talked to PACE. These are not great budget times, so we're still hopeful, though, that when we need it, which will be 2012, that by then they will have heard from us enough that this will be built into the PACE budget. We do have a good advocate here in Kane County, Jeff Schelke, who is the PACE, is the Kane County representative on the PACE board, so we have his ear. And we are continuing to work on fostering the legislation that would be necessary to put this funding solution in place long term as we look at adding more municipalities and sponsors. And we just recently spoke with Rutland Township, which we hope will be joining us soon. If you want more information about the council or want to take a look at the reader's guide, more information about the history, you can get it on the Kane County website at the address that's listed there. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mrs. O'Shea.
All right.
Appreciate it. Mr. Singer, since you were so kind as to invite Mrs. O'Shea to join us, I'd give the floor to you if you have anything to add or...
Well,
and make sure we use our microphones. And I should say, and I failed to do so at the beginning of the meeting, anyone who wishes to either ask a question and or make a comment are required to come to the podium, state their name and address, and then the floor will be yours. So, Mr. Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I can't thank you enough, Lynn, for coming here this evening and presenting what you did, and I think it was very thorough and very understanding. I hope that a great number of issues have been clarified for the City Council. I broached this subject a number of weeks ago, asking you for permission to allow Ms. Suchet to come forward, and you granted that permission. I thank you so much for that.
Actually, I'm afraid of Mrs. O'Shea, so when you reference her name, I thought, how could I possibly say no?
I think you're being modest, but be that as it may, I think if you understood my position here and how I was just trying to attempt to have you understand the emphasis of the need for this program and the need for us to support this program, it is truly essential. And you can't believe how many people I see on a daily basis that just talk about the Riding King program and are so thankful for its existence. Not just the riders themselves, but individuals who have parents that use the service because they are working people. They can't get their mothers or their fathers to the doctors or to the appointments that are needed, and they rely so much on this Ride and Cane program. And it's just so important for us to continue to support this issue. I do hope that you will concur with me continually over the years to do so. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Singer. Anyone else from the dais? Mrs. O'Shea, you'd like to add something?
Just one more comment.
Sure.
That literally, people with disabilities and seniors are trapped in their homes without access to some form of affordable transportation. And this allows people to get out, get where they need to go, be at work, medical appointments, or whatever. And without that, they would have no way to move about in the community. So it really is an important service that I hope you will continue to support.
Question for you, Mrs. O'Shea.
Yes.
On some of the statistics you provided.
Yes.
Particularly those statistics relative to Geneva.
Yes.
When someone makes a phone call, obviously they have to provide their address for pickup. You know clearly what is a city and what is a township address then, I presume. Okay. So those numbers are indeed just City of Geneva.
They are just City of Geneva.
Those aren't our friends in Mill Creek, for example. Those aren't our friends elsewhere.
That's correct.
Or the Homestead, for example.
That's correct.
Interesting. Interesting. Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I second your observation that the number of cabs have certainly increased over the years. There was a time when you were lucky to find one cab anywhere in the Fox Valley. Is there any mechanism whereby cab fares are regulated in the Fox Valley?
We contract with PACE to standardize the operating guidelines for the Ride and Cane program. They don't standardize fares, but they go with the lowest fare when they schedule rides. So if someone calls for a ride, they're scheduling it, and there's three or four cab companies available, they go with the lowest fare. Now, it took us a long time to talk those cab companies to come into Kane County. They aren't here by accident. They're here because of Ride and Cane and because we offer them the opportunity for enough fares to make a living out here. So they're here because we need them. We try to keep them happy, but we also make sure that they meet standards, they meet safety standards, their drivers meet certain standards, they have to go through sensitivity training. And actually this year, one of our goals is to improve quality so that our riders are happy with the service. So if they have a complaint, we follow up pretty intensively to try and figure out what happened and why so it doesn't recur.
I wondered, because I actually had a constituent who complained about a cab fare, and I was wondering if there was any mechanism. One possible mechanism is to bring it to your attention, or?
Have them go through the Riding King program, because outside of that, there's no fare control.
Thank you.
Alderman Pollack, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I'm fine, Mayor. Thank you.
Anyone from the audience? Questions or comments from Mrs. O'Shea? Mrs. O'Shea, we have several high school students joining us tonight because of their love of civic engagement.
Welcome.
Anything, gentlemen, ladies? You'll notice that the two guys arrived late, but the ladies were on time. So, well, thank you, Mrs. O'Shea.
All right, and thank you for your support.
As always, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Folks, item four, amendments to the agenda. There are two amendments. I would like to ask somebody from the council, perhaps Alderman Brown, who's aware of this, to kindly recommend removal of item 11C, as in Charlie, and 11G, as in Go Butler.
I so move.
I so request.
And there's a second by Alderman Singer.
Please. We need a motion to,
right.
To approve the roll call vote.
I will now entertain a motion to approve the omnibus agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Hill, seconded by, I believe it was Alderman Brown. Roll call vote is sufficient. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Pfeiffer?
Aye.
John Singer?
Aye.
Ron Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mayor Burns is entitled to vote on item M.
On item 11M, I vote aye. We jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $339,652.50.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city website, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Ray Pollack, aye.
Robert Pfeiffer?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Item 11A, consider ordinance number 2010-16 for city-initiated zoning ordinance text amendments allowing single-family dwellings to be reconstructed, altered, expanded, or enlarged on non-conforming residential lots of record in the city of Geneva.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Hills, seconded by Alderman Brown. Questions or comments regarding this matter, which was pretty thoroughly discussed at the committee of the whole meeting. Just for the record, the reason why this is not on the omnibus agenda, although the argument that it could be, was we did have one abstention, and we will likely have an abstention as well tonight. So any questions or comments from or for Director Unch? Hearing none? Seeing none? Gentlemen, ladies from the Geneva High School, any questions or comments? That's our future up there, folks. Right there. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Ray Pollack, aye.
Robert Pfeiffer?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
I'd like to abstain just because my house is one of the many properties involved.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Motion passes. 9 affirmative votes, 1 abstention. Item 11C, which has been removed from the omnibus agenda, is to approve ordinance number 2010-14, proposing the establishment of a special service area number 25 and related public hearing for 1000 Randall Road office building condominium.
I will so move if Mr. Red will explain the error that needs correcting.
You got it. The reason why this was removed is because we need a specific date for that hearing, so Mr. Radovich is going to provide us that information.
Right. Mr. Mayor, it would be on May 3rd, 2010 at 7 p.m.
That's exactly as I will motion.
Alderman Brown makes the motion with the addition of the specific date and time.
I'll second that.
Alderman Singer makes the second. Questions or comments from the council? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Ray Pollack, aye.
Whoa. Oh, good. Hey, Ray.
Robert Pfeiffer?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're thinking.
Ray, I actually put the microphone to the phone that time. Wasn't that cool?
Take care.
You're welcome. jump down to item 11G, as in Go Butler. 11G is to approve ordinance number 2010-15, amending Eva Brook Plan Unit Development to allow for automotive uses on Pod 3A. Should that be Pad? Pod 3A of the Commercial Trust at 1575 South Randall Road.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Marks. Some of you may not have seen the email that came out from Director Unsch late in the day today, but there are some recommended amendments to what we approved at the Committee of the Whole meeting. Mr. Unsch, I'd kindly ask that you summarize those again for our benefit, for the benefit of those watching, and then afterward we'll entertain questions.
Absolutely. You recall from our Committee of the Whole meeting, we had a recommendation of approval from the Committee of the Whole with 11 conditions that were tied to this use being established and set forth within the planned unit development for Eagle Brook. Two of the 11 amendments dealt with, one dealt with hours of operation, the other with delivery, semi-truck deliveries to the site. I know we were trading phone messages with the applicant, Mr. Pankow, and so we just learned today that, in fact, the prospective user of this facility or tenant, NTB, had requested that two of the conditions be modified. One with respect to hours, where the Monday through Friday hours of operation that were called out in our earlier discussions, instead of the hours on Monday through Friday being 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., modify that to 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then also there was a modification on Saturday hours going from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then the modification would be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That was with respect to the hours. Also, Mr. Pankow had some dialogue with NTB, and in discussing this project, they felt that it might be a situation may come up where they would, in fact, need more frequent delivery service to the site than what had been discussed at the Committee of the Whole meeting. And you may recall that there the limitation was one delivery per week, and they are now requesting that that condition be modified to no more than two deliveries per week. And so those are the changes that are requested. We believe from a staff point of view that given the breadth of the total 11 conditions that are tied to this use, that if those conditions are satisfied, that this is an appropriate and compatible use of the site, and would recommend approval of those conditions as amended.
Questions from the dais. I'll defer to the Alderman of the Ward first. Alderman Piper?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dick, just to be clear, this is an air-conditioned building. Everything they're going to be doing, the doors will be down. So if we go to 7 a.m., we're not looking at a bunch of impact wrench noise or that sort of thing.
One of the 11 conditions is that the doors are down except when vehicles are entering and exiting the building. At this point, the conditioning of the building, I'm not sure if the applicant has absolutely confirmed that that's the case. Okay.
That's just wanted to be clear. Thank you.
Alderman Marks?
He had the question I would have asked. Thank you.
Alderman Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dick, is the applicant aware of the conditions regarding the manner in which refuge is collected and the time in which that refuge will be brought out of the facility as regarding the times? Because there have been some issues along that corridor where some of the refuge collectors have gone in there way beyond earlier than they were supposed to, and have created some issues of noise and what have you.
Right.
Are they aware of what those issues are?
Well, the key thing is that we have a 7 a.m. start on refuse collection in terms of the start of the day. And I think I know what you're referring to, Alderman Singer, because there have been times in some other commercial areas along the Randall Road corridor where we've had refuse collection starting before 7 a.m. And what that does is if the vehicle is backing, there's the beeping of the vehicles that is disturbing to residents. But I'm at this point, we haven't talked about that with the applicant, but certainly they're required to comply with our codes.
Okay, the other question I have regarding deliveries, two deliveries per week, are there any particular days of the week that these deliveries will be taking place, or is it, does it vary? It will vary. Is there any concern regarding the possibility of, say, emergency deliveries if you need some product as such which you don't have in your facility that you get to call?
If the applicant chooses to respond to the alderman's questions directly, I'd invite the applicant forward. And you'll all recall that this applicant was the one that said, make sure we get out of here in time for the basketball game. So this is just sweet payback.
Good evening.
Join us on the microphone, sir, and please identify your name.
Sure, my name is Steve Panko.
Steve, how are you?
Good. So your question was in regards to emergency deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
They felt, and this is the conversation, it happened late on Friday, so I apologize about coming back and removing this from and talking about it now. So I just found out what their concern was, if it was a very good store, that they would need more than one delivery per week. And they said, well, two will get it done. So emergency delivery, I don't know exactly what that would be, but they felt that if the store was good, a very good store, that they might need more than one delivery. And so that's why they raised it to two deliveries.
I don't have any question about the two deliveries. What I have a concern about is that you might consider having additional deliveries because what you would be referring to as an emergency need for some equipment to be brought in so you could service the public.
And I don't know the answer to that. Would that be a semi-truck?
Right.
I don't know. What we're going to, and what we've agreed to, and this is part of the ordinance, would be just two deliveries, semis per week. So that should cover it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any other questions for Mr. Panko? Any relationship to the Pankos of Geneva?
Yes.
You're kidding, really?
I believe it's my cousins, Mike and... all right, I'm on national TV here. I'm on...
International TV.
International.
Do you know that the Pankos were run out of town?
I did not know that.
Isn't that something?
I thought they were witness protection.
Well, same thing, really. That's neat. Small world, man.
Yeah.
That's right. And one ran for mayor.
Well, I don't know if that's the same Pankos. There's no W at the end. Is there a W? Mike Panko.
Is
the cousin. I believe they live in Eagle Brook.
Ah, okay. It's a tough neighborhood. Sorry, I hear they're having a hard time. Questions for Mr. Panko? We have a motion. We have a second. Any additional questions or comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Procedure. Should we not first approve the amendments? State the amendments and vote on them before we, or can this be adopted by agreement with the motioner?
I'll defer to the city attorney. I was under the assumption it was offered with the amendments attached. But
I think that I'd asked to ask Mr. Piper because he made the motion, but it says approving ordinance 2010-15, and I assume, Mr. Hunch, 2010-15 includes these amendments?
That's correct. We did forward those to the mayor's office.
Thank you for the clarification.
Sure. So the motion tonight includes the amendments as described by Mr. Hunch with staff support of those suggested recommendations. So the offer by Mr. Piper, the seconded by Alderman Marks. Any additional questions or comments, students? Do you guys know where the Tweeter store used to be on Randall Road? This is where this facility is going to be located. So, Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Ray Pollack, aye.
Edward Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. And it's Mike and Kathy just out there on.
Yeah, thanks. Nice job. Nice job. Good luck at the game tonight. Thank you, Mr. Lynch. Item 12A, consider resolution number 2010-21, opposing the loss of income tax distributed funds to the state of Illinois.
So moved. Second.
Singer makes the motion and Piper makes the second. There was information relayed to all of us by Mrs. McKittrick earlier today, more or less elaborating the problems that this possible input, not this, elaborating the problems that this possible legislation will have on all municipalities, and we hopefully will join the chorus of our partners in Metro West, if not throughout the state of Illinois, in opposing such legislation. So if there's any specific questions, certainly direct them to Mrs. McKittrick. And I know that many of you have already directed those concerns to your state representatives and senators as well. So, Mr. Piper.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, just thank you to Ms. Forneri and yourself for forwarding the House Republican letter, which I think kind of goes hand-in-hand with this recent debacle in Springfield. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, I think there's some great things in there and a lot of logic, which means it'll probably be destroyed when it gets down there. So that's all.
Anyone else? We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. City Attorney, a voice vote would be sufficient?
Roll call vote.
Of course it would be.
Just because you said otherwise.
I know. I knew right when I said it I was wrong. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Gordy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Ray Pollack, aye.
Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Before we adjourn to executive session or closed session, I'd like to entertain any new business, and we begin out of courtesy with those in the audience tonight. Any new business, ladies and gentlemen of Geneva High School? Well, first and foremost, I think it's always important to introduce all of you to all of us and those watching. So we're going to begin with those who are on time first. So Emily Hebling, come on up to the podium. Emily is a senior at Geneva High School, and she's got an illustrious career ahead of her. Listen to what Emily wants to do. Emily, share with us where you want to go to school next year, what you want to hopefully do with the rest of your life.
I'm going to Biola University outside of L.A. next year, and I'm looking to study intercultural studies. And then hopefully I will eventually make my way to Africa to help the people there and better their situation in any way possible.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that great?
Wow, great. That's really good.
Now, and how did you choose Biola University?
Actually, my sister went to a school in California as well, but to a different private school. But she visited this one, so over the summer I went with my dad and we just visited them all, and this one caught my eye, and I decided
to go. That's neat. Wow, when do you ship out?
August 18th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for being here.
Good luck.
Carrie. Mm-hmm. Pay no attention to these aldermen behind the curtain.
I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carrie Stanko. Carrie.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
And I understand you're thinking of either DePaul or, check this out, the University of Earthquakes, San Diego.
Yeah.
And what do you hope to study?
Either elementary education or marketing or business. I'm still undecided.
So what's the tipping point between DePaul and San Diego? That's what I want to know.
Well, San Diego is really far away.
That's a good thing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's nice weather, so.
Yes, it is.
We'll see.
Do you have friends that go to DePaul?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you can get new friends.
Yeah.
San Diego's cool, though. Very cool.
Yeah. Pick McCauley.
So you want to be a teacher?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. You don't know yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alex Weber. Come on up, Alex. Now, I think I have this correct. Either, you know, all these kids are brilliant, but either University of Chicago or Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to make your decision?
Money. If anyone has $52,000, let me know.
You're not going to appeal to us for any funding, are you?
No. No, and then Loyola gave me a lot of money, so it's kind of... kind of...
Jesuits, they're all over that money stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, and what do you hope to study?
I'm pretty undecided still, but I'm thinking something like the science field. I don't know. I'm thinking pre-med.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. And you'll live downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Either way?
Yeah, I love the city, so... Oh,
that's cool.
Almost as much as Geneva.
Almost. Did Mr. Hahn tell you to say that?
No, uh-uh.
So Loyola, you're a North Sider. University of Chicago, you'd be a South Sider.
Yeah.
So were you happy with the Cubs score or the White Sox score today?
I really don't follow baseball.
Excellent answer.
Go to Loyola and be a Sox fan. I just think I should throw that out. You can go to Loyola and be a Sox fan.
And we'll all just stay out of
that. You can be watching sports all day.
That's all you do.
You can go to Washington and be a Sox fan, too. Yeah.
That's really cool. Very cool. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's get this guy in the hooded sweatshirt. You got to introduce yourself, give us your address, tell us how many years you've been in high school.
Oh, no address.
Oh, yeah, no address, sorry.
Address.
For security reasons, we can't ask you for your address because you've chosen a Big Ten school, probably.
My name's Dean Pierce. I've been in high school for 4 years. So.
Consecutively?
Yes. Yeah.
Very good.
They're going to let you out? I hope so.
Mr. Pierce, are you going to Minnesota?
I'm not.
Oh, good.
Ooh, yeah.
You were.
What do you think? Where do you hope to go?
I'm thinking University of Missouri.
Really? Mizzou?
Yes.
That's where my brother Brian.
It's here,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I know probably about 10 kids who are going.
Yeah, huge. So. Big draw. My brother Brian went to Mizzou.
Yeah, yeah. I've had him as a teacher before. So.
Sorry to hear that. You got a good laugh, Mr. Pierce.
So journalism, or?
Well, I'm sorry,
what,
yeah.
Study journalism?
Broadcast journalism, and hopefully minor in political science, so.
He's got the voice for the journalism. You got the face for radio. he kind of looks like Ted Koppel, doesn't he? Does your hair move?
Sort of. I try not to move it, you know. It's not a piece yet. Hopefully it won't be there for a while.
I'm sure your dad will be proud you said that. Cause
yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Mizzou's a great place. Columbia's a great town.
I love it.
You've got to go to Shakespeare's Pizza.
Oh, yeah, I've heard great things about it, so it's I'm good very stuff. Excited.
I could tell you some other places to go, too, but... Not on camera.
2 more years.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being. Make sure we sign your sheet before you leave.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You got it.
May I make a comment about Mr. Pierce?
Oh, Mr. Pierce, do you know this gentleman is about to comment?
Yes, I do.
Would you rather he not comment?
He can comment.
He's quite a singer also.
Really?
Yes. He sang a solo this past Sunday at church. And last year, he and I did a duet together, and of course, I carried him.
That's the truth, yeah.
Sam played Cher in that duet.
Are you alto, or are you...
I'm a baritone.
Baritone?
Yeah.
Baritones, yeah. Two of the three baritones, right?
Yep, in the church choir, yep, Sam and I, so...
Oh, that's. I'm sorry, what did you call him?
Oh, Mr. Hill.
There you go. That's Alderman Hill, Mr. Pierce. You are in front of an august body of extraordinary dedicated leaders.
Not on Sundays.
That's all. Good luck.
It really comes out when you say that.
Yeah, we're going to look forward to seeing you on TV. That'd be awesome. Hopefully it's not on America's Most Wanted. But
I hope the same thing. I think my parents do as well. So.
I'm sure they do. Thank you, Mr. Pierce.
Thank you.
And who's your friend who also arrived late?
Mr. Rodriguez over here.
Oh, God. Mr. Rodriguez, come on up, handsome.
Really got a voice, that kid. Oh, awesome.
Yes, hello.
And what is your name?
Justin Rodriguez.
Justin, and you're a senior?
I am.
And what are your plans for next year?
Washington University.
Wash U.
It's between there and Carnegie Mellon right now.
Is that a commuter school or something? What's going to be the deciding point?
Money. We're still waiting on Carnegie Mellon, the financial aid stuff.
That's wild, man.
Yeah. So, but I really like Washington's my favorite. So
it's a great place.
Yeah. If I can pull some strings with student loans and things, you know, that's where I want to go. So
that's really cool. And what do you hope to study?
Either chemical engineering or biomedical. So if I do the biomedical route, then probably
walk.
That's what I hear. So.
Really? So ultimately, you want to be a researcher?
Yeah.
No kidding.
love science, so it's always been my passion.
Science is your passion?
Yeah, I actually, first day kindergarten teachers asked, what do you want to be? And I said, I want to be a scientist, and I stuck with it, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, no wonder those schools want you.
No kidding, man. What's significant about WashU, do you know?
Well, biomedical, they're the top 10 in the nation. They're the number 12 school in the nation ranked overall. So if I did chemical engineering, not one of the top ones, but they're university-wise as a whole, they're top. So it would still look good.
So here's a loaded question, because I just find this fascinating. Mm-hmm. What is your GPA?
Weighted or unweighted?
Weighted or round? I don't really care. If it's higher than mine, I just want to know.
Weighted, it's 4-2-1, and unweighted, it's 3-8-7 or
4,
6.
4-2-1 out of 4.
Right.
That's pretty good.
I try.
Wow, that's awesome. 1-2-1 out of 4 that you received.
Yeah, mine, I got a CNE. My GPA.
Yeah.
I had some of the same teachers you guys do. Mr. Grewball was my teacher.
I never had Mr. Grewball, but I hear good things about him.
Yeah, nice comment, by the way, since you're on TV. Well done. Well, good luck to you, Mr. Rodriguez.
Thank you very much.
Really exciting. Gentlemen, ladies, do you have any questions about what's transpired tonight? When is your report due?
29th.
Oh, you have plenty of time then. Okay. Don't email me on the 28th. Yeah, because you'll never get into Carnegie Mellon. Or Carnegie Mellon. That was cool. Anyone else? Joe? Zach? Mrs. McKittrick?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just had a report that I received late this afternoon that I thought the council might be interested in from our street superintendent, Steve LeMaire, regarding the winter season summary, and now that there will be no snowfall, everyone do this with me. Thank you. I just thought you'd be interested to know that the average snowfall accumulation is 33.5 inches, and we had 46.25 this year. Man hours averaged 2,020, and our guys worked 3,380. Total salt applied was a little over 2,000 tons. The average is about 1,900 tons, and the average number of snow events is 28, and we had 31. So I just thought you'd be interested in those statistics. Thank you.
Well, that is cool. If there's no other new business, Alderman Flanagan.
Which leads to spring.
Yes,
which leads to spring. Just wanted to invite everybody out. We're going to be planting this Saturday our pansies. So if anybody's interested in gardening and wants to come out and plant, we invite you to come to the Geneva Post Office.
Is it true that most of the universities offer tens of thousands of dollars for students to help plant pansies?
I think so. Yeah. There might.
Isn't that amazing?
Might have to look at that.
Hey, tell the broadcast journalist guy you're right. That one was it. It's got the best laugh in the world, isn't it?
You're paying the beat.
You should be a CEO. Of course I deserve $40 million. I will entertain a motion to go into closed session to discuss negotiating matters between the City of Geneva and employee representatives on collective bargaining.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Marks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We need a roll call vote.
Kidding. We need a roll call vote. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Ray Pollack, aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Motion passes. Mr. Pollack, we will contact you from the dark side. Okay.
My kids have changed. No, you didn't.
I know. I mean, WashU, I never heard of till Harry's.
The whole thing is really faces outward.
Is there a motion to return to open session?
So moved.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Mr. Piper. Roll call vote is required. I sound like Peter Brady. My voice squeaked. Mr. Clerk.
Ralph D'Antino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Quentin Lodra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ray Pollack.
Is he gone?
He's gone. Yeah.
Apparently a rainstorm hit again.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
We are back in open session. Any new business? Anything else we need to cover? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Piper makes the motion. Alderman Hill makes the second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Great. Good night, everyone.